The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 area compass. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I am now to make the Buddha's truth, one with myself.
This is the Buddha, this is the Dharma, this is the Sangha. The last talk I did was on new beginnings. If one thinks about making a new beginning, the question arises, well, if one is to make a new beginning, what direction is a good direction to go in? So one possibility, or say a range of possibilities, or set of possibility, is what you might call the kind of normal worldly expectations. Expectations of family and friends, expectations that one has picked up in one's life. Because such expectations are so strongly imbued with externalized views of things, this can be not so helpful. Another way one could go is to say, well, that the way that the world expects me to go, expects people in my situation to go, seems pretty pointless. And one could go in a kind of, one could rebel against that and go in a, what you might call a willfully non-perceptual direction. And this is really not helpful. This is seeking a solution in the wrong place. And that generally would puts people in a worse situation than they would have been if they just went with the worldly expectations. Except that at least at that point one is sinning vigorously rather than very mildly. And from that vigorous sinning, one is more likely to learn what one really doesn't want to do. What's really not good to do. But at a considerable price, at quite a stiff price. Then there's a way of what you might call, what I think of as gray religion. And that's, generally speaking, better than the other two. But because it's religion that is so externalized, it still leaves one feeling like something really important and essential is missing. And then there's taking one's question to the Buddha nature, to to the eternal directly oneself. With an utterly naive, innocent heart, I don't know what to do. Please show me the way. I don't know the next step. Please show me the next step. And then really listening spiritually. And that listening to one's own heart is meditation. Just asking the question and then going back to feverishly trying to work it out with one's own head is not going to do it. The asking has to be followed by the genuine offering up of the whole problem into the hands of the Eternal. And this has to be accompanied by a genuine willingness both to listen and to do that which is revealed to being good to, as being good to do. And this is what really works spiritually. It's actually what really works at all levels. So why don't we always do that? Well, because there's such a big element of the unknown. When you do that, you really don't know what's going to come up. And you have a sense when you make that offering, this is out of my hands now, and yet I'm still responsible for what I'm going to do or not do. Well, what does that look like from a worldly point of view? It can look like, from a worldly point of view, an attempt to, as it were, submit oneself to a divine authority. And perhaps that divine authority will actually lead one down the wrong path. Or perhaps one will think that one's heard the voice of one's own heart, and one will go dancing down the wrong path and get in terrible trouble. Or perhaps it'll just be an endless path of not having a clue what one's doing, being kind of lost in emptiness, you might say. Well, in the talk before the last talk that I did, I talked about the love of the Eternal. And this is where our intuitive sense of that love is so important. There's nothing narrow or mean-spirited about the Eternal. The Eternal is not going to lead us in a direction that will do real harm. the eternal is not going to lead us into a kind of negative emptiness. The eternal is not going to lead us into self-destruction. That which is the reality of things will not do harm to a part of itself. Well, what about the problem of perhaps I won't hear the voice of the eternal, the voice of the Buddha nature, perhaps I'll just hear my own confusion and I'll go down dancing down the wrong path, get myself in terrible trouble. Yes, that is always a possibility. We're human, we're finite beings, part of the infinite, and we're also finite. Okay, that which we truly are really does actually know the right direction to go in. And we can pay attention to that now. We can pay attention to it tomorrow. We can pay attention to it the next day, and so on. Innumerable opportunities open up before us to pay attention to our true heart. When we don't quite get it right, we can learn from it and make the necessary corrections. The combination of our own intuition and the consequences that come rolling in from our actions will help us find the way. And the question of going down, the issue of the possibility of going down a blatantly non-perceptual path is really just taken out of the picture. When one truly asks and offers to the eternal. As Reverend Master said in her commentary on the precepts, know that the Lord will never break the precepts. For every being, there is a way forward spiritually from where that being is right in the present moment. Beings, in their ignorance, often mistakenly think of themselves as utterly alone and abandoned in that aloneness. The truth is, we are alone with the eternal at all times and never abandoned. just as we can trust the love of the Eternal, we can trust the wisdom of the Eternal. We may not always see what the next step should be. Our blindness is not the blindness of our Buddha nature. It is not blind. It is infinitely wise, and in that love and wisdom, it always does the best for everything.